so real, tell a friend. We trying to get right free of sin.
You are now listening to the words of truth.
Break the code. Sermons from Bishop Kelstone. And when life's feeling low,
you can always listen to the words of truth.
Amen. So look, we praise God. Somebody shout the month of manifestation. Now, we've been on this thing on 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. It said that we walk by faith and not by sight. Now, let me tell you something. And I was not surprised at all. I shared with my wife, I says, every time I start preaching and teaching on faith, the devil want to show off. I mean, boy, that joker showed off this week. He was just, I mean, everything that he could try to throw at us to go wrong, he was doing it. And I'll say, we walk by faith and not by sight. And so, you know, when you say that right there, the devil's going to say, oh, really? So I'm going to throw all kind of stuff in your sight. I mean, whatever bill could go wrong was going wrong. Whatever bill that was due seemed like they were showing up. I know I'm talking to myself. I mean, it was just happening. I mean, it was it. My wife was like, "Greg," I said, and we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. But I'm not. I knew the devil was going to do it. I knew it because why? It is the job of the enemy to try to make you look like a liar. But I'm telling you right now, I'm still standing on the word of God. I'm still standing on the word of God. I want to take this opportunity to celebrate and welcome our visitors for with us this morning. Come on, let's clap our hands for our visitors. We love you today. We know that here at Gospel Tabernacle, in order to have friends, we what? We show ourselves friendly. So we are so excited to have you with us today. Amen. And we hope that you have enjoyed yourself thus far. Let's go to the Gospel according to St. Mark chapter number 5. Gospel according to St. Mark chapter number 5. Amen. It's where we're going to have this discussion today. We're going to have this discussion. Now, I need y'all to help me. Look at your neighbor and say, let's help him today. Let's help him. Now, I'm not asking for performance. I'm asking for participation. Okay? I don't need nobody here performing, okay? But I want participation. And what we have to understand, children of God, is that the word of God is effective in your life, but it needs your agreement. Okay. See, without your agreement, that word just hangs out there. So what are you saying, Bishop? What I'm saying is help me preach. You know, I was in, we were in several meetings this week. First Lady and I was in several meetings. And it amazes me how I was watching President Trump's address to the Congress. And, you know, he was talking. And he said, every now and then he would say something and people would clap and stand up. And that was a sign of, we agree with what you said. I said, it would be great if church was like that. They failed the test. And, you know, he would say something, and, you know, have it, and then they'll just. I said, man, that has to be encouraging. Thank you. That has to be encouraging to the presenter. I said, church need to adapt to that. That when something is said that you are in agreement with, you ought to be able to say amen, stand, clap, talk back to me. That's right, preacher. Go ahead. You talking to me. Ouch. Something. Tell your neighbor, let's help him today. Because see, I'm excited about this word. I'm excited about every time I get up here. I'm just excited because my preparation during the week is when I'm preparing to come to deliver you what God has put in my heart. I be getting excited all during the week. I do. I be studying. I be like, man, that. I have my moments that this because that word is that good because I still believe in the word. Because everything else going to pass. This is what's going to stand. The word of God. So the gospel according to St. Mark chapter number 5. And we want to start reading at verse 22. And so we're going to do, Sister India, we're going to read verse 22 down to 24. Then we're going to drop down to verse 34. Okay? We're going to read. See, I gave you a little heads up right there. Mark chapter 5, verses 22 and through 24, and then we're going to drop down to verse 34. If you have it, say, we got the bread. Oh, okay. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. Everybody say Jairus. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet. Now, I want you to understand this is what is happening. In Mark chapter 5, verse 1, Jesus is on a boat. He goes to the other side, to the Gardenians. And soon as he get on the other side in Gardenia, he meets the lunatic man. What's it's crazy that, you know, you're on your trip, you're on your journey, and the first person you get off, when you first get off the boat, when you first get to your destination, you're not greeted by your friends, but you're greeted by lunatics. I mean, you done made the journey, you're excited about the trip, and the first person you run across when you get over there is a crazy person. This is what Jesus did in Mark chapter 5. So once he does, and I'm building you up. So he goes this, and the lunatic man comes, and he falls at Jesus' feet, and Jesus began to speak to the demonic spirits as in his life, and they says, you know, permit us to go into the swines. And Jesus said, well, what's your name? He said, we're legion because we are many. Jesus granted them to come out of the man and go into the swines. And these demons come out of the man and goes into the swines. And the swines are now demonically influenced till they run off the cliff and jump in the water and drown. Okay? And it was, the Bible says in Mark chapter 5, and it was 2,000 of them. All right, 2,000 swines, 2,000 pigs died right there. So the people that was watching saw what had happened. So they ran back in town, told the people what had happened. So the pig farmers come out to see Jesus. They come out to see Jesus, and they see this crazy man sitting beside Jesus. He got clothes on, and he acted normal. Tell somebody he acted normal. So I need you to understand that it is very difficult to act normal without Jesus. Check the person on the side with your row now. Check your person. You know, and here's a good time to check the person on your row and ask them, do you got Jesus? If that person don't have Jesus, expect anything. Okay. And so they come out and they're talking to Jesus about what happened because this crazy man that was first cutting himself, breaking chains, all this, now he got clothes on, he acting normal. And so these people are upset because Jesus, I mean, we happy about the brother being delivered, but you just cost us 2,000 pigs. You know, it's amazing how people can be happy for your deliverance, but mad because they lost and it cost them and things like that. And so this is what they say to Jesus in Mark chapter 5. They says to Jesus, you know, you're cool and everything, Jesus, but we need you to leave. You putting Jesus out. Y'all didn't hear what I said. Jesus, we're glad that the man got healed, but we need you to leave because you just cost us 2,000 pigs. You got to go. And it's amazing, y'all got to catch, it's an amazing how we will keep Jesus around until it affects our money. Let me talk to this. Yeah, you know, we want him to be the healer, We want him to be the one to break us through. God, we want you to fix this. But God, if you ask me for a dollar, we need you to leave. Leave, Jesus. Because their money was affected. So Jesus said, okay, you know, I'm gone. I'm out of here. And so the man that just delivered, he wanted to go with Jesus. Jesus said, no, I need you to go tell the people back in your town what happened. I don't need you to go with me. So Jesus gets back on the boat, the text says, and he goes to the other side. So he's sailing, he's relaxing, he's doing what he's doing. Soon as he now gets to the other side, we're in verse 22. Now, he just met a crazy man on that side, gets back on the boat, comes to this side, and as soon as he gets on this side, he meets Jairus. Jairus, the text says Jairus is very important that we understand that Jairus is one of the rulers of the synagogue. So basically, when I studied this, Jairus was the third in command over the church, the synagogue, the Jewish synagogue. So Jairus had rank. Now, as I've dissected this thing, I'm like, well, first of all, how did Jairus know Jesus was coming? And the second thing is, Jairus, you are third in command at the church. Why you got to lead the church to find Jesus? Okay. You're only leaving the church to find Jesus because every church ain't got Jesus. Every church, look, some churches, look, they don't even mention his name. Jairus comes, and here's the issue. Jairus says, look what Jairus does. He comes, and as soon as he meets Jesus, verse 22, saying he saw him, and what did he do? He fell at his feet. That's an act of humility and worship. You know, and it's always, you got to understand, you'll see it through Bible history, is that it was something about falling at the feet of Jesus always got his attention. So you're trying to get Jesus' attention, but you're trying to look him in his eyes, and you're not willing to humble yourself and fall at his feet. Jesus always addresses the people that's at his feet and not his hands. And you want his hands, but you don't want to get at his feet. Verse 23 says, and he besought him greatly. He's now talking to Jesus. He besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. He says, I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her that she may be healed and she shall live. Verse 24 says, and Jesus went with him and much people followed him and thrown him. So here's what happens, all right? Jairus comes, talks to Jesus. You got to remember, he's a ruler. He's third in command. He got rank. He got all the garments on. He looked real churchy. Okay? He comes to Jesus, falls at Jesus' feet, and says, look, Jesus, I got a problem. My daughter is sick, and she's about to die. I need you to come to my house, lay your hands on her, that she can be healed and live. What did Jesus do? Jesus started walking with him. Not only did Jesus start walking with him, but then people followed Jesus. Let's go down to verse 34. I want you to see this. All right? Now, Jesus has arrived at the house. He's there. He's made this walk. He's arrived at the house. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith have made thee whole. Go in peace and be of good pleasure. That's what he's talking to the woman with the issue of blood. I'll get you back. Verse 35. While he yet spake, he just finished with the woman with the issue of blood. We're going to come back to that. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, thy daughter is dead. Why trouble thou the master any further? I got to paint this picture. All right? He meets Jesus. My daughter is sick unto death. I need you to come to my house. What did they start doing? They start walking. While they are walking, While they are walking, Jesus is interrupted on his way to Jairus' house. He's interrupted in Mark 5:25. He's interrupted by a woman with an issue of blood. Y'all got to catch what I'm saying. He's interrupted by a woman with an issue of blood, and he stops to deal with this woman. I need you to get in the mind. Here's whose mind I need you to get in for a moment. I need you to put yourself in Jairus' shoes. You just told Jesus that your daughter is sick and she's about to die. Jesus chooses to walk with you, and then while he's walking with you, he gonna stop on his way to deal with somebody that's sick for 12 years, and you done told him your daughter is at the point of death. Jairus, my brothers and sisters, is mighty, mighty frustrated. Because I'm saying, Jesus, can, if she already been sick 12 years, can she be sick 12 years and one more day? Why did I not tell you that my daughter was at the point of death and you gonna stop and deal with her? How you gonna stop and deal with her? Y'all know how it is. It's that sometimes, amen, that when you're walking with God, watch this, when you're walking with God, sometimes you got to pause with God. And I don't mind walking with God, but what do you do when God pauses? What do God do that when you was on his mind and he was on the way to your house, but then somebody that you don't even know interrupts him? And you know how you is when it's your child. Look, Jesus, this woman doesn't even meet him when he gets off the boat. She meets him after he's already took the assignment to go to Jairus' house. It's amazing how some people catch Jesus while he on the way, and you was there at the beginning. But he pauses, talking about who touched me. Can you imagine Jairus saying, nobody, keep going, Jesus, keep going. Jesus said, no, somebody touched me. Jesus, no, Jesus, we got to hurry up. Now watch this. He heals the woman with the issue of blood. Thank you, Jesus, he heals her. Praise God, he heals her. We shout over Mark chapter 5, verse 25. We shout over the fact that he healed this woman with the Jairus' blood. But had anybody ever thought about Jairus? Right after he tells the woman with the issue of blood, amen, that you are made whole and go in peace. Watch this. A messenger from Jairus' house shows up. And this is what he says. Jairus, there's no need in bothering the master anymore. Your daughter is dead. Woo! Jairus at that point probably said to himself, Jesus, if you hadn't stopped to deal with this woman, we would have made it in time. Don't y'all look at me like that. You know sometimes, amen, don't you get frustrated, amen, that when you in your emergency and Jesus stop and deal with somebody that ain't doing as much as you is, ain't as dedicated as you is, ain't pushing as hard as you is, and God stopped and paused to deal with people that ain't praying like you, ain't believing like you, and you stop to deal with that person, and then what I ask you for is dead. Somebody shout, poor Jairus, poor. Woo. Have you ever felt like Jairus? Have you ever thought like Jairus? That something that you believe God for, amen, and by the time, amen, God gets where you need him to be, you get a report, it's too late. He says, this is what the messenger was really saying. It's no needing walking with Jesus anymore. See, you got to understand that even though you get bad news, you can't stop your walk. no, 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 no. Even though things didn't go the way that you thought they was going, you still got to walk with Jesus. Even though, hey man, you didn't get what you expect, you still got to walk with Jesus. The man is telling Jairus, stop the walk. It's no need. Why he yet spake came from the ruler of the synagogue. How certain was said, thy daughter is dead. Why even keep walking? Why? Look, look, look. You already lost what you was expecting. Why come to church anymore? You was believing God for a breakthrough and it didn't happen. Might as well go give up on church. Why come to Bible study? Why give your tithes? Why continue to pray? Ain't no need, man, because what you was asking for didn't happen. Oh, y'all ain't never been there? You ain't never prayed for something and it didn't get answered the way that you wanted to get answered, but then somebody over here, amen, Slick Joe, amen, and Sleazy Susie, amen, they got what they wanted and you didn't get what you wanted and you would have got what you wanted if God hadn't stopped and dealt with people that ain't even praying, ain't even... Don't walk with him, Jairus. Leave it alone. She did. Look at verse 36. Oh, I feel happy. I feel happy. Verse 36 says, as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, somebody touch your neighbor on the shoulder and say, every time you talk to me, Jesus is listening. I don't need you to forget that. Everything you say about me, Jesus heard it. Every time you scandalize my name, Jesus heard it. Every time you say something bad about me, Jesus heard it. Jesus heard it even if I didn't hear it. And as soon as he heard it, as soon as he heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid. Only believe. Only believe. Wait a minute. He says, look, basically what Jesus was saying, I don't care what the report said. Don't lose your faith. After Jesus heard that craziness, because you got to understand, some of you got some crazy folk talking in your ears. Some folk, amen, in your ears telling you to quit. Some telling you to stop. Some telling you don't take all that. Some telling you it don't make no sense. But as soon as Jesus heard it, he says, be not afraid, only believe. Look at verse 37. I like this part of verse 37. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James and John, the brother of Jesus. Now watch this. At this point in the story, Jesus says, all y'all can't go. I like you, but you can't go. Because we have went from healing to raising the dead. See situation had changed now. And we were going to heal her, but she dead now. So some people can show up for the healing. But you ain't healing now. You're raising the dead. See, some people can show up and applaud you for entry level stuff. But when you shift and you getting ready to go to the next level, there are some people you got to say, okay, you got to stay right here. You got to stay right here. Oh, yeah, I'm getting ready to do something ain't never been done. Amen. I don't need no people, amen, going with me to the next level. Talking about, you think you can do it? I don't know. No. Look, I need somebody right now. You need to look down on the people on your row, and you need to tell them, so look, I love you, but some of you are going to have to leave right there. You're going to have to leave some of your family where they are. You're going to leave some of your... And he suffered no man to follow him except for Peter, James, and John. Now remember I told you when he left, him and Jairus left, there was an entourage of people. But now he only taking three. I need you to just right now, here's the Holy Spirit says, he says, watch this. He says, shrink your circle. You got too many people in your circle. And the more people you got in your circle, all they doing is telling your business. I don't know who that was for. Watch this. God says, I don't need a whole lot of people to do what I'm getting ready to do for you. I don't need a whole list of people. You don't need an entourage. Watch this. You don't need everybody. You just need the right people. Tell somebody, I just need the right person. I don't need a whole lot of people. Just give me the right people. And Jesus says, no, y'all stay right here. Because the situation didn't change. See, the problem is you trying to take people with you that was in your last situation. You trying to take them to your new situation. And if you take the same people that was in your last situation to your new situation, they're going to make your new situation your last situation. Somebody shout, my situation just changed. It just changed. Who am I talking to right now? Somebody just need to jump up and tell everybody on your road, my situation just changed. Yeah, I know you can't see it. I know right now you keep looking at me the way it is, but my situation has changed. And when my situation has changed, my people got to change. Let's go to verse 38. We're getting there. Y'all still on this journey with me? We're getting there. He cometh to the house. Watch this. Oh, my God. Now he's arrived. Tell somebody he done got to the house. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue. And watch this. And he seeth the tumult and them that wept and wailed greatly. I got to pause. I got to get you to understand the word tumult. Tumult is they are hired grievers. Tumult are people that you hire. Watch this, to come and grieve for you. Now, here's what I got to get you to understand in the story. Come on, walk with me. I need you to see this. Watch this. Jesus stops and deals with the woman with the issue of blood. I left some out. Watch this. And the woman with the issue of blood, amen, was only called a certain woman. She didn't even have a name. Jesus dealing with a nameless woman when Jairus is in an emergency situation. I said, God, how did you do that? He says, I need you to tell the people this. If you're going to write something down, this is where it is. He said, I need you to let them know that God has no emergencies. Just because it's an emergency to you, God has no emergencies. He ain't in heaven talking about, we got to hurry up, hurry up. Nope, he's like, we good. Because you cannot put somebody on time that is time. Y'all gonna catch that next week. How you give time time? He is time. So you can't give time time because everything is on his time because he is time. So he gets there. They got the hired grievers there. People there crying. And they're grieving. Now, here's the thing I don't understand, Sister Jean. How did all these people get there before Jesus did? And I was like, Jesus, how far you had to come? Because by the time you get there, she done died, and they done got all the grievers there. They got everybody there crying over. Jesus, you haven't even got there. And they already got the flower and the visitations already set up. And I said, God, how did it happen? I said, how's it happen? He says, because when Jairus left, they already planned for her funeral. Oh, y'all miss your chance to shout. There are some people right now are already planning for your downfall. Oh, yeah, they already planned for your setback. They're planning for your mistake. They already got stuff in position. Tell me, we just waiting for it to fall. All of this is now in position, and Jesus has not arrived yet. So let me know. Watch this. He says, tell them this, Kel. He says, let them know that sometimes your haters will show up before he do. I'm going to run around right here. He says, tell them that don't let the arrivals of their haters to make them think I'm not coming. He says, I'm coming, and the only reason why their haters got there before I did is because your haters are keeping track of you. They already there. Jesus get there and all these people there. They already got the flower out front. The doctor had already came and already pronounced her dead. They already making funeral arrangements. Everything's there. They got the visitation card. They got the card where you sign when you come in. All that's there. And Jesus shows up. Go to the next verse, verse 39. Y'all ready to shout? We're going to shout up in here today. And when he was come in, he said to them, this Jesus. Jesus come in, he says, why make ye this ado? And Jesus said, what is this? What y'all doing? What are y'all doing? He said, why make this ado and you're over here crying? He said, the damsel is not dead. She's just taking a nap. And we walk by faith because sight said she ain't breathing. Sight saying she ain't got no heartbeat. Sight saying her body didn't turn cold. But faith said she's taking a nap. He says, what are y'all doing? Why y'all got all these people here and all this? He says, the girl ain't dead. She just sleep. See, you got to understand it. You got to tell some people, I ain't dead. I'm just taking a nap. Oh, somebody need to go and tell your demon, tell your devil, hey, amen, that's right here trying to plan your funeral. You better tell that devil, I ain't dead. I'm just asleep. I'm just resting. Oh, no. How do you know? Because the difference between dead and sleep is a word. Y'all miss your chat. Can I say that? Can I rewind that and say that again? Amen. The difference between your death and you being asleep is a word. Is there anybody this morning that can say, I got a word, baby. I got a word. And as long as I got a word, there's no situation I would die to. Just because my eyes is closed don't mean I'm dead. Touch two people and say, I'm asleep. I ain't dead. I'm asleep. I watch this. I'm going to show you. Watch this. And he says to them, he was like, what are y'all doing? Go to the next verse. He says, she ain't dead. She sleep. I'm here to tell somebody, watch this. Your money ain't dead. It's just sleep. Your healing ain't dead. It's just sleep. Your breakthrough, y'all ain't saying that. I need somebody. Your breakthrough ain't dead. It's just sleep. And I came all the way from 548 Hotness Road to give you a word to wake up, right? To wake it up in you right now. I dare you to push your neighbor and tell your neighbor, wake up. Because people think you're dead. They think your dreams are dead. They think your ambition is dead. They think your hope is dead. But it's just sleep. Watch this. Verse 40 says, and they laughed. They laughed to scorn. Did I read that right? And they laughed him to scorn. It's amazing how 2 verses ago they cried. They cried because she dead. And they laughing because she sleep. It's almost like they upset that she sleep. Because they was hoping that, let me go and give y'all news flash. Here it is right now. I'm not talking about the person beside you, but there are some people that's hoping that this next situation take you out. I'm preaching to the wrong person. I need to find somebody. You got to understand that there are some people, amen, that they just hoping that you don't make it out. They hoping that this situation kill you. They hoping because you lost your job, you're going to crumb up and die. They hoping it because people left you that you're going to cry and you're going to just die. But baby, they don't understand that, watch this, when you come out on the other side of this situation, they are going to be amazed. And you know that you got a word from the master that when it makes your haters laugh. Watch this. Tell somebody right quick. Say, neighbor, God is getting ready to make my enemies laugh. Oh, yeah, y'all, I'm going to be a millionaire before this year's out. My enemies start laughing. I will be made whole. My enemies start laughing. All of my children will be saved this year, and my enemies start laughing. You know you got a word from God when your haters start laughing. I says, and they laughed him to scorn. They over here laughing at Jesus. They're talking what Jesus said. Jesus said, look, we didn't already check her pulse. She cold. We didn't already got the doctor's report. We got the flower out front. We didn't already made funeral arrangements. And he going to show up talking about she sleep. See, you got to understand that when Jesus give you a word, it's going to go against the normal. Tell somebody, you ain't getting a normal word. This ain't. Watch this. So, watch this. And they're laughing at the scorn. Verse 40 says, but, I love it. But when he had put them all out. Y'all missed that. Y'all missed that. When he had put them all out. When he got rid of all of them that was laughing. Help me real quick. Watch this. There's some people you can't ask to leave. Some people you got to put out. Okay. And I'm here to tell you, everybody that's laughing at my dreams got to go. Everybody that's laughing at my next level, I'm not asking you to leave. We getting ready to put you out. You got quiet right there. Oh, yeah. Because, see, you thought this was the end. And it is the end for you. Am I in the right church right now? Tell somebody, yeah, this, yeah, it's where it stops for you. Because you're getting ready to get. And if you don't put him out, he can't make his next move. You can't let people keep hanging around. Because as long as you let them keep hanging around, Jesus can't make his next move. Because there are some people still talking about, they ain't gonna do it. I don't believe it. Just look at them, tell them, get out. Get out. Watch this. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel. Hold on. Wait a minute. Y'all got to catch something right here that just happened. Sister Jean, you got to catch it. It's very important. And she can't miss this part. Up until this point, he's always addressed it, Jairus, as the ruler. But now, he's getting ready to do the miracle. He addresses Jairus as the father. Because when the girl wake up, she don't need a preacher. When she wake up, she don't need the ruler. She don't need the garments. Because sometimes my children don't need bishop. They need daddy. I'm in the wrong church. I'm in the wrong church. Jesus has now flipped the script. Same man, different role. Because he understood, watch this. And the reason why, the Holy Ghost showed me, says, and the reason why he said, I had to do this, he said, because I didn't need another ruler to go in the room with me. Jesus said, because when I'm here, there's only one ruler. Y'all missing your chance. You're missing your chance. And I don't need him to be a ruler. Now he needs to be a father. I don't need him to be third in charge. I just need him to be a father. And he takes the father and mother of the damsel, and then they went in and they entered in where the damsels would land. All right. I got to paint this picture. Now, y'all know I got to have some actors. First of all, let me get those three chairs and set them right here. And we're going to get ready to go. Let me get three chairs right here, real quick. Three chairs. Where's EJ at? EJ, come here, EJ. EJ go. Yeah. Y'all give EJ a hand. EJ, he's gonna be my Jarius. Okay. I need one of y'all young ladies. Which one of y'all? You the youngest. Come on, baby. Come on. How old are you? Huh? Okay, you close enough to 12. You're gonna be 12 today. I need you to just take you a nap and lay on the chair. Just lay down on the chair. Take you a nap. Just lay. Yeah, you can put your feet in the seat. Go on, lay down. Yeah. There you go. I mean, at least play dead. You can't be dead up there. Okay. Thank you, doing good. I want you to go on this side. Tyler, come on. So, come on, Tyler. So, Jesus takes Jarius, and they got to go in the room. Y'all, come on. They follow, tell somebody, they got to follow Jesus. They go in the room, and physically, they're looking at her dead with their sight. Can you imagine? The mama had already seen her. It is the daddy's first time, because when he left, she was sick. When he gets back, she dead. But the only thing that they got to hold on to is what Jesus said. Now, I asked the text, I says, what kept Jarius from breaking down? It's because God says, when Jarius was in a hurry, I had to pause to show him my work. So the woman of the issue of blood was an indicator to Jarius of the possibility and the power of what Jesus could do. Because Jarius witnessed, as I got into witnesses here, Jarius witnessed what Jesus did to the woman with the issue of blood. So now, because he witnessed what he saw Jesus do, Jarius now can witness to his wife. Because his wife is saying, she dead. Jarius said, I know, but you ought to see what I just seen. You ought to see what I seen back there. You ought to see that was this woman that came crawling through the crowd. She touched Jesus, and Jesus healed this woman. So watch this. I need somebody right now to just scream. Watch this, because you say, I know what he can do. I know. I already seen it. The reason why I ain't lost my mind, the reason why I ain't gone crazy, is because the last time I was in the situation, I know what he can do. Is there anybody say, I know what he can do? Jesus comes in the room. He comes in the room. She laying there. And he didn't put all them people out. All them haters, all them doubters, all them professional crying. So you got to understand that there comes a point in your time. I forgot this. I got to get this out. There comes a point in time that when you're getting ready to make big moves and make big steps, you don't need folk crying. I need you to look at your neighbor and say, stop all that crying. I don't need no crying. You over here talking, no. We cried in the last season. I need some people that know how to stand. I need some people with some faith. I need some people that can believe God. Don't come up in here crying some old boo-hoo. I don't need you feeling sorry for me. I need somebody that know how to pray. Somebody that know how to praise. Somebody that know how to get through. Somebody that know how to believe. And you over here talking, baby, get out. Put all your crying folk out. This ain't no season, GTOC. We got too much work to do to be dealing with folk all in their emotions. You are here. Now get out. Look, we got too much to do for you to keep crying about. You hurt my feelings. Get out. Oh, y'all, this is hard. This is too hard. Y'all still all right? Ain't you? Listen, let me talk to somebody on this side. Is there anybody over this side sick and tired of babyfying people? Okay, let me try this side. Is there anybody over here that's sick and tired of babyfying grown folk that know better and should be doing better? Like you ain't never seen God. And all the, no, I dare you to scream and say, get out! I can't even wake up what's dead because of you. Whew. My situation is just sleep. You crying because it looked like it's dead. I'm going to tell me, what are we going to do? Get out. You can leave right now. Go on, get out. Tell me what we're going to do. You already know what we're going to do. We're going to do the same thing we did last time. We're going to stand on the word of God. We're going to believe God. I don't care who here, who ain't here, who left, who showed up. We're going to do the same thing that we did, always done. We're going to praise God. We're going to lift up God. We're going to worship God. If you here, if you ain't here, I ain't got time to be dealing with emotional people. Emotional people will make you mess up miracles. Jesus, he comes in the house. Jesus comes in the house. And look what he said in verse 41. And he took the damsel. You going to sleep for real? I got to hurry up and get her up. Watch what he does. He takes her by the hand. He takes her down by the hand. And he says to her, Talitha kumma, which is interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. Wait a minute. Why in the world is Jesus talking to a dead girl? Because dead folk can't hear. Because he never saw her as dead. He only saw her as asleep. So Jesus really wasn't trying to raise her from the dead. He was trying to wake her up from her nap. Woo! It's how you see the situation determines how you approach the situation. I need some. I see in my head somebody jumped up and shouted right there. I'm gonna say it again to give you a second chance. It is how you see the situation determines how you approach the situation. Because if you see it dead, you will approach it dead. But if you see it sleep, you will approach it sleep. He says to her, takes her by hand. He says, "Arise." I like this part, verse 42 says, and straightway, that means immediately, it did not, no hesitation. Guess what she did? She got up. He takes her by hand, and she gets up. But she just don't get up, Vantage Daughter. She just don't get up. She just don't get up because God's word is so powerful. Watch this. It just won't do what it commands, but it will do more. Then he says that he'll give us more, exceedingly more than we can handle. So she just don't get up. Watch. He says, and the damsel got up and started walking. Just start walking now. Just start walking. Yeah. Don't walk back to your seat yet. Just start walking. Just go that way and come back. Yes. And somebody said she started walking. She started. I'm here to help about 20 of y'all right now that ain't scared to jump up and scream. God said, look, watch this. He said, on this next word that you're getting ready to get, you're not going to just get up, but you're going to start walking. I'm getting ready to start walking. I'm not going to just rise, but I'm getting ready to walk it out. I'm getting ready to start walking. I'm getting ready to start moving. I'm not. See, you just got happy because I got up. But what you weren't expecting is for me to start walking. Yeah, he just didn't get me up, but he put walking in my feet. Watch this. I like this one. That's right. And she arose and walked. For she was at the age of 12. She was at the age of 12. Did y'all know? And Mark chapter 5, verse 25, that the woman with the issue of blood had the issue for 12 years. In other words, watch this. Here it is. You ready? When she got born, she got sick. When she was born, when Jairus' daughter was born, the woman with the issue of blood started dealing with her problems. And Jesus fixed both of them. Watch this. Here's a chance to shout. He fixed both of them, but he only had one destination. I dare somebody that says, I'm going to get my miracle while he on the way to somebody else's house. Yeah, he on the way to your house, but I'm going to pick up mine while he there. Yeah, he on the way to your house, but I'm going to don't get mad. Don't get mad. I'm not going to stop his destination. I'm just going to catch him while he on the way. Somebody understand that you're getting ready to get your miracle, but you are not his destination. She started walking. Here it is. I got to go. Watch this. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12, and they were astonished. And I want you to do like a, just look at the audience. Y'all be astonished. Y'all know I look astonished. Just be like, oh my God. Look astonished. Look like you're surprised. There you go. There she is. We're going to work on your acting career. That's all right. And they look astonished. Because why? Why are they astonished? Because they went in a situation expecting the funeral, but they got their daughter back. They got their kid back. They got their baby back. They got their daughter back. They got their loved one back. They were planning for a funeral. They thought it was over. And right here, Jesus saying, no, she up. Now watch what it is. Verse 43, and he charged them straightly that no man should know it, and command that something should be given her to eat. I'm gonna close. Thank y'all. Y'all gonna be seated. Thank y'all so much. Give them a hand. I'm gonna close. And I had to figure out how was I gonna close this. And here's the thing that you can't miss. And if you catch it, I need you to scream like you're about to lose your mind. And he commanded them, Lord, he commanded them that they give her something to eat. And I said, God, what you want me to tell them? He says, tell them to feed what brought me there. Oh, God, I felt you there. Y'all missed it. He says, tell them to feed what brought me here. It was Jairus' daughter being dead that brought Jesus there. See, the problem is we take a situation to get him there. And then once he changes our situation, we no longer feed it. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying? What do you mean, Bishop? See, you praise God when you was in trouble. But when he fixed it, you lost your praise. Oh yeah, I need about three people right now to say I'm about to feed my praise. Yeah, it was my praise that got him here. It was my prayer life that got him here. It was my dedication that got him here. It was my commitment that got him here. It was my worship that got him here. And now that he's changed my situation, tell somebody you got to keep feeding that. You got to keep feeding it, because that's the reason that he came. I told you in chapter 5, verse 22, that when he got there, who met him? Jairus. Jairus' daughter being in the situation that she was in was his whole purpose. And sometimes you have to understand that the enemy will try to take a delayed Jesus and make him look like a denied Jesus. And a delayed Jesus is never a denied Jesus. Okay, y'all want to go back? I remember back in Grandma's Gym Church, they used to say that thing. They say, he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. Y'all didn't miss it. Y'all didn't catch it. Tell somebody, say, he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. He ain't never late. He ain't never running behind. He ain't never ever forgot an appointment, because when he shows up, guess what? He is going to change every single situation that you're in. And if I had to put a title to today's sermon, it would be, don't be afraid, only believe. Touch two people and say, you gotta believe, you gotta believe, you gotta believe you're gonna be rich, you gotta believe you're gonna be healed, you gotta believe in your breakthrough, you gotta believe that you're above and not beneath, you gotta believe that you're first and not last, you gotta believe that you heal, you gotta believe that you got everything that you need. Is there anybody today that said, in spite of my situation, I still believe? You can't make me doubt it, because I know too much about it. You got to believe. GTOC, you got to believe. I don't care what it look like, you got to believe. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 says, and we walk by faith and not by sight. And we walk by faith and not by sight. And we walk by faith and not by sight. And we walk by faith and not by sight. And we walk by faith and not by sight. And we walk by faith and not by sight. Don't care what it look like. My faith says it's going to happen. Are y'all hearing me? I said my faith says it's going to happen. Everyone standing. We're getting ready to let you go. Everyone standing. But I need to encourage you today. I need you to encourage. I need you to encourage you. Here it is. That this is not how your story is going to end.
So real, tell a friend. We trying to get right free of sin. You are now listening to the words of truth. Break the code. Sermons from Bishop Kelstone.